Okay, after that, we are going to discuss a short case which is characterized by the presence of the multiple hyperpigmented brown macular lesions present on the mucocutaneous surface of the on the mucocutaneous surface of the skin. They may be the generalized or may be present only on the photoexposed areas or a particular area of the skin. This case will be labeled as a case of lentiginosus. And in lentiginosus, we have a number of the differentials like Peutz-Jeghers syndrome, Lamb syndrome, Leopard syndrome, generalized lentiginosus, which can be either hereditary or acquired, and xeroderma pigmentosa. We can also keep Peet and hematomatous syndromes like Cowden syndrome or Benet and Raville-Cabet syndrome in the differentials. We are going to discuss that what will be the features which should be examined in these patients when we are suspecting these differentials to reach to a particular diagnosis. First, we are going to discuss about the Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. We know that it is an inherited disease which is inherited in a pattern of autosomal dominant inheritance, and it is due to mutation of the certain gene, that is STK1 and LKB11 gene. It is characterized by the presence of mucocutaneous lentigenes, especially on the lips, oral cavity, perioral and perianal, along with intestinal polyps, which can lead to development of adenocarcinoma of the colon or the intestine. These lentigenes may be present in the oral cavity, in the skin, particularly the face, perioral area, perianal, palms and the soles. So इन्हीं एरियाज़ के ऊपर हमने अपनी एग्जामिनेशन करनी है और इनकी जो पर्टिकुलर एरियाज़ हैं उनको हमने अपने एग्जामिनेशन में जितने भी प्रीडिस्पोज्ड एरियाज़ होते हैं उनको एग्जामिन करना है और उनके ऊपर अपने फाइंडिंग्स देते जाना है. Then we will talk about the Peet and hematoma syndrome, which is also inherited as autosomal dominant disease and caused by the mutation of the P10 gene. The two syndromes which are important to discuss in the P10 hematomatous syndromes is the Cowden syndrome and the Benet and Raville-Cabet syndrome. In these two syndromes, besides the presence of the lentigenes, the examination of the thyroid gland, breast, uterus or abdominal palpation or the pelvic examination for the carcinoma of the uterus is important. Next, we are going to discuss about the Lamb syndrome, which stands for multiple lentigenes, atrial myxomas, mucocutaneous lyxomas, and blue nevus. So, as the abbreviation is very clear, we are going to do our examination keeping in mind these features of the syndrome. Then, Leopard syndrome, in which there are multiple lentigenes, ECG abnormalities. Then we have ocular defects, pulmonary stenosis, abnormal genitalia, retarded growth and deafness. So whenever we receive a patient with multiple lentigenes, we are never going to skip the ocular examination, examination for the hearing loss, cardiac auscultation, examination of the genitalia, and musculoskeletal examination, as well as the growth, keeping in mind the Leopard syndrome. Then we may have generalized lentiginosus due to hereditary disorder or due to any acquired disease like PUA induced lentiginosus, chemotherapy induced lentiginosus, or it may be due to other causes like xeroderma pigmentosa.